Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here in the KE Report and a company update, this time from ISO Energy, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol ISO and on the OTCQX under the symbol ISENF. I'm chatting with the President and CEO, Craig Barry. Now, Craig, let's follow up on a news release that came out yesterday. More drill results from this LaRocque East project and this hurricane zone. We're seeing some extremely high-grade uranium results here. Headline number 74%, U308 over 3.5 meters. That's within a almost 40% U308 result over 7.5 meters. That's in drill hole 76. Craig, take us through the location, first and foremost, of this high-grade intersection compared to where the other recent drilling has been at this discovery.
Hey, Corey, thanks for having us back. Look, some astonishing results out yesterday. You make a discovery like Hurricane and you think, well, this could be very, very good, but never in a million years would you ever think that you get a drill result like that. 7.5 meters at nearly 40% U308. That included 3.5 meters at 74% uranium. So astonishingly high grade. So we're ecstatic with those results. I don't think a drill hole's been drilled on the planet in the past 5 years like it. So it's proving up to be a very big, very high-grade deposit, so we're thrilled about that. This drilling, these are the last two assays from this summer program that we've now concluded. It's extended the mineralization, that high-grade mineralization, well to the south of where we expected it to go. So we've grown the footprint of the deposit substantially. It's still open to the south. We've still got more exploration exploration drilling to do on that southern margin of the deposit itself. So we expect it to grow further. And now we're just going to take a detailed look at all of the data we've got, put that into, our model and see what comes out of that before we make some decisions. But we're now going through our budgeting process. We're planning on a substantial drill program, probably our biggest program to date in the winter of next year. So we'll kick that off in late January. I think investors can expect more of the same. We'll be doing some more exploration drilling along that southern margin, growing the size of the resource base, and then infill drilling as well. So I think, the winter drill program, we'll be putting out some more spectacular drill results here in due course as well.
So does that mean with some of this infill drilling that the company's going to be working towards issuing some sort of a resource next year as well?
Yeah, look, that's a possibility. We're sort of not committing to that at the moment because, all of our drilling to date, we continue to grow the footprint of the deposit. So we haven't particularly along that southern margin found the edge of the deposit yet. So if that continues to grow, a maiden resource will be some way off. So lots of exploration drilling and work to do there. Some infill drilling that will help us move towards that resource, a maiden resource, perhaps late next year or early the following year. And then we've got a huge amount of exploration drilling, now that we've confirmed that this is a serious, this big LaRocque conductor that trends right through our ground. We've got another 20 kilometres of conductive terrain out on our property to the east, and now having confirmed that LaRocque conductive trend is now highly fertile for high grade mineralization, we've got to do more exploration drilling out to the east, and so we'll be testing a few more targets out there, really high priority targets that we've got that look a little bit like the targets that led us into this hurricane discovery.
Okay, now one thing to note is that anyone that looks at the project map and this drill hole map, I'll even post this figure below, that's figure 2 in the news release, to the west on the border, that's Cameco's land. So this deposit really looks like it extends onto Cameco's land. You're continuing to expand it to the south, but you even mentioned there the eastern area. This hurricane zone is just a small portion of this overall LaRocque East zone. Can you give us any more information on some of these targets that you are going to be targeting in the next program to the east? It sounds like much more just true exploration.
It is, yeah. Look, we'll be doing some true exploration out there. I think, you know, the two Cameco, historic Cameco holes that led us into this area that were, you know, highly altered drill holes, didn't have any mineralization in them. We've got a number of other targets like that out to the east that are characterized by, you know, very intense alteration. There's some mineralization in those drill holes. We think that the bulk of those drill holes out to the east were drilled not on the actual prospective structure, this eye fault that we've now defined as the sort of key structure in the district. Those holes haven't hit that eye fault, so it's a matter of zeroing in on that eye fault and those key structures that are the focus of the loci of mineralization, and testing those more closely. So, you know, look out for results there. I think very strong likelihood of hitting mineralization out there. You know, you know my ranking scheme for exploration, and that is size of the prize, cost of the test, and chance of success. Well, out here, the size of the prize is now confirmed. Hurricane's going to be a big high-grade deposit. And chance of success, now that we know that it's a highly fertile, conductive trend that we're on there, you know, we've got some brilliant targets out to the east. So looking forward to getting in and testing those over the winter as well. Some of those over the winter, we've got a huge number of targets that will take us a few years to test. But, you know, we'll hit some of the better ones come the winter program.
All right. Now, Craig, I want you to try to simplify this drill result, at least from the last news release, and put some other numbers around it for those that maybe aren't as up to date on what these type of percentages mean for a uranium project. But when you see something like 74% U308 over 3.5 meters, or even that 38.8% U308 over 7.5 meters, how does that relate to, say, precious metals grades?
Yeah, absolutely. Good question. So 74% over 3.5 meters. That you know, if you were to put that in a mining scenario in a pit, and of course we're a long way from doing that here, but I think, you know, now we're very confident that this will be a standalone uranium mine. And it's always worth thinking that, you know, remembering that we're only 40 kilometers away from Orano's big McLean Lake mill that's currently underfed and probably runs out of ore in about 8 years' time. So that's very important to think about. But this, in terms of dollar value per ton, that's about $40,000 per ton rock. So in gold equivalent terms, that's about 22 ounces per ton, or 700 grams per ton gold equivalent. So astonishingly high grades. You don't see that in anything really but these high-grade Athabasca uranium deposits, dense accumulations of dollar value in the Earth's crust.
Okay. Craig, now in terms of news flow on tap too, the company did just release news today about a flow through private placement for $3 million. But what about drilling? How many more drill results in terms of meters or holes are there still to be released from the current program? And I assume then it's just further news on the upcoming drill program for next year.
Yeah, that's right. So this is these are the last of our assays for the summer program. So a little bit of a quiet period coming up. As you say, we've just announced a financing. We're well funded. We've got $12 million in the bank at the moment, but all of that is hard dollars. We'd like to, you know, spend tax effective, cost effective dollars on our winter program coming up. So we're just raising $3 million. I think that's going very well and probably heavily oversubscribed. So $3 million financing there, and that will fund, cost-effective, tax-effective funding for the drill program that we'll be doing January, February, March next year. So that puts us in great shape. It means the company's well-funded for at least the next 12 months. So we're in fantastic position on that front.
Okay. Perfect. Now, if anybody has any follow-up questions for Craig regarding ISO Energy or any of the drill results from this program, please just email me, fleck@kereport.com. I will get those answered for you. In full disclosure, I am a shareholder of ISO Energy, so I have an interest in following up on the back of more news as well. Craig, thank you for the update. Very interesting drill results, and look forward to hearing what next year's drill program will bring. Have a great rest of your day there, Craig.
Good on you, Corey. Thanks very much. Eh?